Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and today's conversation is with Gloria Parker, the Chief Technology Officer at the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Joining us in our conversation is another PwC partner, Deborah Kammer. Well, Gloria, in the last segment, you were talking about technology professionals and how they work at HUD. And I'm just curious. There's a lot of talk about competitive sourcing, perhaps even outsourcing some functions. And I know some people are thinking about outsourcing their IT function. Is that something that's ever being considered at HUD?
Well, absolutely. Let me just go back to speak to our resources, the IT resources in HUD, and how we're trying to bridge that gap to build the type of IT professionals we need in the HUD ranks. And then I'll talk about how that will relate to competitive sourcing. Because we have a major challenge with the number of people that are eligible to retire, particularly in IT, we are utilizing some new programs that HUD has put in place. Some of them are not new, but one is the Federal Career Intern Program. And we are actively right now hiring career interns that can come in and work alongside of very experienced people who have institutional knowledge and transfer those skills to the new people. We're also utilizing presidential management interns to do the same thing and well-round their knowledge about HUD so that they can move into some of those critical positions. And we're using our HUD Upward Mobility Program to grow our own resources and to complement our ongoing recruiting efforts. Now, that's going to help us to bridge that gap in terms of people who are eligible to retire and leaving us without the resources we need. But then let's talk for a moment, since you asked about competitive sourcing. One of the things that HUD has already done is we've already outsourced, in my opinion, just about all of our IT resources. We've kept all project management, contract management, the oversight of our project management and development within HUD. And that's what we need these new HUD people to come in and do. But in terms of running our infrastructure, running our operations, developing our programs, testing, implementing new programs, that's already outsourced, and we have a major contract that provides that service for us in HUD. So in essence, I'm not sure there's much more in the technology arena that we can outsource at HUD, because again, we oversee the development of our projects, but the actual application development is already done by contractors.
Gloria, from your position as the CTO, what do you see as the top technology challenges facing the federal government in the next few years?
Well, clearly the biggest one is IT security. And not just IT security, let me change that. It's security, period. One of the things that we're doing in HUD is we're putting in place a new security organization. The IT security organization will dotted line report to that new organization. And we're focusing on all security as one entity. But security will continue to be on the forefront of our brains, and we'll continue to expand, you know, all of our capabilities there. We will continue to audit the program area security plans and ensure that we're doing the right job of security. We are in the process right now of implementing single sign-on, which is another major benefit or major advance that we're taking at HUD. So we're doing quite a few things there, but it will remain a challenge. We'll continue expanding our scope of e-government, and we'll drill down deeper to provide better service to our customers and the public. And so e-government will become also, or has become, one of our key focuses at HUD. And just the fact that it's one of the President's management agenda items says that it's a key focus for the entire federal government.
How will technology change the way HUD employees do their jobs in the future?
Technology is, as part of the e-government strategic plan, we talked about efficiencies and being able to re-engineer our business processes to make those more efficient and have a much better operation to increase or enhance productivity, et cetera. So today, I think that we are beginning to see a serious reduction in paperwork burden. We are, in fact, meeting our paperwork reduction requirements. And the only way you can do that is to implement e-government strategies within HUD so that employees are moving more from paper-based functions to more electronic functions. We have put a lot of information out on our website that our citizens can read themselves and understand themselves. We put it out on kiosks so people in the neighborhoods that we serve the most can go right up to the kiosk and get their information. And that really reduces the number of phone calls and correspondence between HUD employees and the citizens. And as a result of that, it frees up the HUD employees to focus more on the mission of HUD and to put even better programs in place rather than to do things that the technology can do. And I have a philosophy about technology, and it's probably from being in the technology field. I think that people are there to come up with creative ideas, to change, to be change agents, to oversee and implement, provide a vision, and then oversee and implement that vision to make life or make the operations and all better. Those mundane, day-to-day, operational kinds of things, technology can do that. So let technology do what technology does best and save the human brain to create the visions and to oversee the activities and to focus on getting the results.
You mentioned in a good point, results, getting the results. I'm wondering how you measure the success of your IT initiatives.
I'm glad you asked me that question because we have just recently revamped the whole way we measure IT. We will not stop measuring operational IT. We will continue to look at the availability of our systems. We'll continue to look at the security of our systems and all those from an operational standpoint. But the most important thing that we can measure right now, in my opinion, is how IT actually impacts our ability to meet our mission. And when you're measuring whether the systems are up or how long they're up or what the throughput was, that really doesn't measure the impact that those systems have had on the mission of HUD. Let me give you an example. Let's say that, and this is just an example. This is not something that is real. This is just a hypothetical example. If there are people who are receiving benefits who are not qualified to receive those benefits, maybe because their income is too high or there are other requirements that they don't meet, then the question becomes, how do we support the benefits programs that we have in a way that reduces or eliminates any abuse or fraud or waste that is happening in those programs? Now, if you apply technology to a problem like that, rather than measuring the throughput of the technology, you want to be able to measure that technology has solved the problem. So what we're doing right now is we're putting IT performance metrics in place that really look at the before, what were the issues that we were dealing with before, and then we put the new technology in place, and then we go back and measure after. What impact has that technology had on the problem that the technology was put in place to fix? So in the hypothetical example I gave, you should see if that system is doing what we expected it to do and we're getting the results that we put that system in place to get, and the investment that we made is in fact a sound investment, that means that any waste, fraud, or abuse in those benefit programs will be extremely minimized and hopefully go away as a result of the system. So if we measure that, then we can show a clear impact on our ability to meet the mission of HUD and to handle our programs. And we know exactly what the impact technology has had on our ability to meet that result.
One last question in our time together today. What advice would you give to a person considering a career in public service?
I think that public service is a very, very rewarding career path. I've come from private sector into public service. I had no intentions of being here this long. In fact, my plan was to stay around a couple of years. But the reward that I have seen or experienced myself personally in government is far beyond any expectation I ever had. If a person is really interested in public service, I think that one of the best things that they can do is to visit some of the websites that the federal agencies have put up and just walk through and see the kind of service and the kind of products that are produced within the government and learn a little bit more about government and then begin to look for those opportunities. There are plenty of opportunities. It's extremely rewarding. It's a very flexible environment for IT professionals. It allows them to select a position in an agency that is of major interest to them, that fits in their field. We're doing a lot more training and education today of our IT professionals, and I think it's the best opportunity for growth and advancement.
Well, Gloria, I'm afraid we're out of time, but Deborah and I want to thank you for being with us today.
Well, I want to thank you all. I enjoyed it.
Great.
Thank you very much.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation about management with Gloria Parker, the Chief Technology Officer at the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Be sure and visit us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's very interesting conversation. Again, that's endowment.pwcglobal.com. This is Paul Lawrence. See you next week.